Welcome to today's episode of the High Profit Event Show. Today we have a special guest with us, Dr. Nima. Welcome, sir.
It's good to be here, Rudy. I'm stoked to be chatting with you.
Yeah, me too, man. It's so cool meeting you and reconnecting in person at a mastermind last week in Austin, Texas. Super cool to get to know you and your background, not only in live events, but your background in human behavior, psychology, chiropractic medicine, some of the really fascinating things you've overcome and the results you've produced with live events. In fact, for our audience here, if we're maybe meeting you for the first time, you are a nervous system and trauma specialist, and you work with high-performing individuals to heal attachment wounds and become trigger-proof, both in love and in their leadership. And as I mentioned before, you were a chiropractor, and now you actually have become a specialist in somatic work, helping people move through shadow integration to break free from patterns and self-abandonment issues. And you are fascinating because you blend neuroscience, a few different theories, and transformational coaching to create secure, authentic relationships. So your main niche, the people that you serve, are people who struggle in their relationships and get triggered in their relationships.
Life is relational, Rudy. Even if you have an audience, even relational with the people at your events, not just romantic, familial stuff. So because life is relational, and relationships really are the space between you and another person, I discovered by mastering that space between you and another person, whether that person is your partner, your child, or your audience members, it's all the same principles. And it's super valuable to learn if you want to co-create awesome experiences for people, including yourself.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And I get that everything in life is a relationship of some sort, whether it's with someone else or something else. And I definitely know that I've gone through life with lots of triggers in my relationships along the way.
That's what they're there for.
And to just set the context for our audience here, not only are you an expert in the field, and you've gone from being a chiropractor, being paid $60 a session, to running virtual event where you had 100 attendees and generated about 400,000 Canadian from your first event. And you had to make some massive personal changes and get through some massive triggers and apply the work to yourself along the way. I'm really excited in this episode to talk about that experience and how you went from doing your first virtual event and all the things you had to overcome mentally, psychologically, somatically, tactically, strategically, to be able to produce that result, which is a phenomenal result for your first virtual event.
Yeah, that was my first virtual kind of sales event, like a 3-day event. But yeah, it's a huge quantum leap going from seeing patients, getting paid $60 an hour, and then becoming the person that feels safe within himself to make an offer from the stage for $10K. It's like, how do you go from that to that? And I've been really fascinated just for myself, but it's very, very similar to the same principles that I have gone through relationally to go from insecure relationship dynamics to being married, happily married, and being a dad, from toxic kind of relational patterns before with that are push and pull, what are called trauma bonding, which was my relational pattern before, to now that shift of identity in relationships was similar to the one that I went through to go from just being in clinical setting with patients to then being the person that could feel confident and safe within himself to make an offer from the stage and enroll 20% of the room to join the climb to the next transformation in relational dynamics with polarity. And so it's what I'm learning very much so is that it's very much deep inner work to get to that place. It's all about feeling safe within yourself in whatever environment. And so because it was unfamiliar to me, this was my work to get and become the person that could pull something like that off. So that's where the transformation is. That's where the work is. What we're teaching for others, we're constantly called on to turn the work inward and embody it.
It's remarkable, man. And I love how you're saying that it's the hard work was the work of doing the inner work, the becoming the person you have to become to produce the result of going from paid $60 an hour in a session, roughly, to effectively earning $400,000 in 3 days.
Yeah.
That's like exponential. Like,
yeah.
My world's like, and I'm sure people listening to this, several people listening to this are like, well, how do I make that? They want the result, right? I mean, I want the result. All my clients, partners, they want that result. $4,000 for every person that attends your event virtually.
We all want the result without the work.
But that's the phenomenal result. Like, we want that result. And I love how we're going to unpack here the things that you had to learn, the person you had to become, that you had to go through individually to get to that outcome. Let's start off talking about just tactically, because people do want to know tactically, how did you go about filling that first virtual event?
Yeah. Filling the event, it really came down to adding value first. I created a pop-up Facebook group about 3 weeks. I believe it was between 2 and 3 weeks. And I said, hey, I'm creating a pop-up Facebook group. The title of my event was called Rewire Love, Sex, and Money, where we were working on shifting the identity in all of these three highly triggering life human experiences, love, sexuality, and finances, the most triggering things that we can experience as human beings. And so I created a 2-3 week pop-up Facebook group where I said, hey, if you're interested in these conversations, they're going to be highly triggering. So it's going to require that you're a mature person. There's a little form that you fill out. And what we're going to do is we're going to have 3 events that are kind of like masterclasses. Week 1 will be about love. Week 2 will be about sex. Week 3 will be about money. And we're going to be working on unpacking some of the most common challenges in all of those 3 triggering experiences as human beings. And these events, these masterclasses, were 90 minutes long and they were free. So everybody joining, they had to give their email, they filled out the form, and then I had these Zoom sessions with Q&A and then follow-up questions and all that in the Facebook group. And I would constantly drop and drip content for everybody in the Facebook community. So it was like building a relationship where at the end of every one of those events, those masterclasses, I made the offer to the Rewire program that was coming in. And so it was like, okay, so here's the content, here's my teaching. They had some really big breakthroughs, and hey, you want to hear more? Sign up for this live event coming up. And so week 1, week 2, week 3, by week 3, that and my email list and this kind of Facebook community, this little pop-up group, we had 100 tickets sold. So it went really well. And that was the first step, is getting those butts in seats. And my content, deliberately or not, is very kind of cut to the chase, truthful, where I expose a lot of my shortcomings, my mistakes, the results of my lack of awareness and unconsciousness in the past. How I got to teaching what I'm teaching was because of my own mistakes and challenges. And so where I share them really truthfully and transparently, the show up rate and the stay on to the end rate was, from what my team told me, is very high. Like 90% of people stayed to the very end and participated. And so the engagement was good, and it was just a matter of really delivering the content and guiding them through that 3-day transformation. But it all started with adding value first, how I got butts in seats and saying, listen, this is an event that's coming up. I'm inviting everybody who signed up to that event for kind of like pre-event training, but you're invited as well. You don't have to come to the event in order to be part of this pre-event training. And so it was framed in that way. And then I made the offer and people signed up and it went really well. And it was a lot of fun.
Yes. To clarify, you were sharing that before your event, you were doing these free masterclasses on the different areas of life that were relevant to your event. I think you
Correct.
Said love. What was it? Love.
Love, sex, and money. The three most triggering conversations within relational dynamics, attachments, and the things that couples fight about the most. And so week 1 was that. Week 2, love. Week 1 was love. Week 2 was sex. Week 3 was money.
Beautiful. And then at the end of that, you were offering a ticket to the virtual event that was coming up.
Correct. Exactly.
And then
the 3-day virtual event was the call to action.
Okay. Yes. And what was the ticket price for that virtual event?
The ticket price for the event was $600.
Okay.
And as it got closer, so it was like $397, but as it got closer, it was like $600, $700. And then there was also a VIP part of it as well, where they get the recordings. They had all sorts of bonuses. They had one-to-one sessions, that kind of thing.
Excellent. Yeah, there's a couple of key points in there to highlight for our audience here tuning into wanting to figure out how to build events. The fact that you were adding value first, as you said, on topics that were very engaging for people. They got a lot of participation. And you invite them to a virtual event and you had basically a limited time offer, right? Like an early bird special, that sort of thing. So when people see that the price is going to go up, they tend to move forward before the price goes up. I think that's important. Basic concept, but important to emphasize.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate the fact that your virtual event wasn't free and it wasn't cheap. It was several hundred dollars for people to attend, which is something to note that you got 100 people in the room using this strategy, which is
it wasn't phenomenal. Like a $97 3-day event. It was like a $400 3-day event. So they were pot committed to show up and get the value from it.
Perfect. Which brings us to our next kind of subject here of conversation is getting people to commit to actually show up and do the work. So one of my key takeaways here is you got them to pay more. So they're going to show up and pay more attention.
Yeah. It's like for me, I know people were saying, no, Nima, make it like $97 or make it like $150 to just get them to show up. And I was like, no, because I want the part of the event. It's not just a sales event for me. They're getting transformation at the event. Right. They're getting something. So even though the marketers might say, no, just make it like $97, make it $100 and just get them all to show up. For me, it's like, sure, I understand that, but I'd rather have less people that are more qualified and more hungry and understanding. So that was my take on it. It might not be everybody's cup of tea or might not be the path for everyone, but I think that's why I had like 90% show up rate and stay to the end rate. They were like, whoa, that we never see these numbers. It's because the event itself is transformational. It's not just a sales event.
Yeah. Yeah. Great, great framing on that. Yeah. You're genuinely adding value before and during the event. And then you got to the point where you made the invitation for a $10,000 program, you had 20% of the audience join you, which was about 20 people at 10,000, more than that. Because there was more, you had VIP packages.
Yes, exactly. I had VIP and there was that sold out, like the people that wanted to work with me directly, and that there was a retreat kind of as a bonus for the VIPs that they get to come to Victoria, British Columbia and hang out. And so that sold out. So it was a really amazing experience. And then, of course, a few people sign up afterwards from conversations. And it's just the energy of this cohort that was about to start was like getting the whole team riled up and aligned with it. And it was exciting and scary and a lot of fun.
Remarkable, man. Which brings us to, I think, one of the biggest golden nuggets of this interview is, what did you go through that first time going to make that offer, the 10K offer? Plus your private coaching, et cetera. Somatically, what did you go through somatically and how to handle this so that you could make that leap and do it?
Yeah. It's really part of the stuff that I'm teaching. It's like I had to actually become what I'm actually teaching, which is nervous system regulation and integrating the shadow parts of myself that are intolerant to the feelings of rejection. And so when we put something like this together, our biggest fear is, what if there's nobody in the seats? What if they don't take my offer? But it was really preparing my system that I was okay and prepared that nobody wanted it. I wanted to become the person that was so delighted to talk to the 20 people that were going to be joining me, that if it wasn't you, that that you were a no, that my system was not registering it as a rejection. And I think those are the things that most, when I work with entrepreneurs in the same situation and I'm supporting entrepreneurs at their events, because I do that as well, is really preparing their systems that there's younger parts of them that are coming up that are constricting around the idea of rejection, the idea of being a feeling abandoned. And so that was mainly the energetic inner work that I was focusing on. And so when I getting to a place of absolute clarity in the delivery of my offer, where there was no cringe, there was no energetic hesitation when I was sharing how this is going to change your life. Like, if you decide to walk this path, I'm not going to do the work for you, but I'm going to walk with you as I help you facilitate this transformation. And really energetically, internally getting to the place where I was okay if you're a no. And that is a deep spiritual practice.
Yeah, doing the work to being okay with them being a no, being okay with rejection, being okay with all the worst case scenarios that we imagine in our minds leading up to the moment.
100%. And
you bring that up, man, because oftentimes on the show, we'll talk about the, you know, what to say and how to say it and how to frame things, et cetera, so that, you know, people are moving forward into the next step. But more importantly than that is the where you're at internally with your.
That's right. The work isn't about content. The inner work isn't about content. Sure, what to say, scripting and all that. It's about the context. Who am I being in the face of a no? You know, it's really trigger-proofing, what I call trigger-proofing yourself to rejection, trigger-proofing yourself to abandonment, trigger-proofing yourself to other people's opinions. That is a level of training that I had to learn for my own, kind of for my own personal reasons and for the reasons within a secure attachment to have to go from insecure attachments in relationships to having a relationship where we're both just so connected and secure. And so what I realized that, wow, as an entrepreneur, this fear of abandonment that you have in a relationship dynamic actually gets translated with your clients, fear of abandonment, or the other part, which is the fear of, they call it the fear of success, which is the fear of engulfment. What if I do sign up all these people and now, oh my gosh, now I got to deliver and then I can't meet their expectations and then I'm going to feel rejected again. And so it all, these things are actually playing in the background when a leader is up doing an event and they're on stage and they're about to make an offer. These hidden shadows are literally driving the bus. And so the practice, the spiritual practice, the energetic work, the inner work of being able to integrate these two parts of us, the fear of abandonment, the fear of engulfment, so that we can then deliver with elegant boundaries and expand our businesses with elegant boundaries so that we're not overwhelmed and we're not run by the fear of like rejection. That's the inner work.
Remarkable, man. And on that note, I do understand that, and this is actually how you and I originally met, you actually not only run your own events, but you also work with other event leaders to go to their event and support them.
Yeah.
In the somatic work.
100%. Preparing your system to be able to deliver structurally. There's chiropractic work that I do just to help soothe that nervous system. But energetically, this one woman I was doing, working at her event just before the Friday morning, before she was about to get on, and she was literally shaking. She was all dressed up, hair and makeup done. She spent hours doing hair and makeup backstage. She texts me because I was on call for her. It's like, can you come backstage? And she's literally shaking. So I take her through this process with my chiropractic work, bring her right back into her body, feeling her power. And she delivered an amazing event and then sold like 1.3 million that weekend and then probably more afterwards. But it was all, her nervous system was dysregulated. She was in her childlike kind of fear of, oh my God, what if they don't like me or whatever? And this is the work. This is the practice. So I love guiding leaders, event leaders, into reclaiming that within themselves. Because stuff I had to learn for myself. It's like I teach what I most need to learn. So I love supporting leaders, high-level leaders, impactful leaders, to make sure that when they're speaking, they have open hearts. Their hearts are open when they're sharing with their audience. And so the audience can actually feel them, and their protectors are not up guarding those really beautiful, vulnerable, heart-opening parts of you that need to be connected to your audience in order for them to be a good conversions.
Amazing, brother. Yeah, for the event leaders who were listening to this, or people that support live events, and you notice that sometimes perhaps you get nervous before going on stage.
Of course.
So you're an event manager and you kind of feel the nerves leading up to the event, et cetera. And you think that it could be very helpful or valuable to have an expert on site whose sole job and mission is to help regulate your nervous system in those key moments, like when you're going to take the stage and make your offer or your next call to action. Dr. Nima is a remarkable resource. He's world-class. He works with many world-class human beings at a very high level. And Dr. Nima, if people want to learn more about what you do and maybe even work with you directly at their next event, what would be the best way to go about doing that?
Yeah, sending me a DM on social media. Me and my team are always monitoring that. That's an easy way. Or drnima.com, my website. Easy. Very easy to get in touch with me and my team and start a conversation.
Beautiful. Yes, we'll include the links to your socials and your website here around the show notes for this episode.
Awesome.
If you're an event leader who you think could benefit from having someone on site to help regulate their nervous system in those critical key moments so that they can be their best self and so that they can have the most impactful and profitable live event possible, reach out to Dr. Nima, have a discovery call. And also, if you're on here and you're maybe dealing with some relationship triggers, I know you do a once a month virtual event called the Overview Experience as well.
Yeah. Overview or Trigger Proof Experience, where I take you through dismantling conflict at its root.
Beautiful. Yeah. So check it out. We'll include the link to that here as well with the show notes. So go check out Dr. Nima, check out his website, check out the Overview Experience. And if you feel called to have someone on site at your next event to support you in regular nervous system, reach out to Dr. Nima and his team. They will work with you. They're world class. Thank you, brother, for being with us here today. Any final words to leave our audience with as we wrap up?
Yeah. No, just to make sure that the number one thing, if you're running an event, the inner work of becoming the person that can deliver and contain an audience, the energy of an audience, the positive energy and the negative energy, the greater your capacity to contain an energy of an audience of 100, 200, 500 internally, the greater your growth in your business and scaling. So it all starts internally. And that's really 90% of my work. The rest of it can easily be delegated, but that inner work can't be delegated.
Yeah, got to do that work. But you can be guided and can be supported by a great coach.
You can.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Rudy.
All right.